It's Saturday, January 28th, 2023, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adrian Blust here with your weekend story. On today's show, we're taking a look at the aftermath of FTX as Washington legislators look to finally make their mark. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece from Jesse Hamilton, CoinDesk's managing editor on the Global Policy and Regulation team. Today's story is titled, After FTX, How Congress is Gearing Up to Regulate Crypto. If familiarity breeds contempt, the crypto industry should strap on a helmet in these opening days of the 118th U.S. Congress because lawmakers know the digital asset sector a lot better than they once did. The shine is off the Bitcoin, and those pre-partisan days of educational handholding by industry boosters have been strangled by current events. In a potentially momentous session in which U.S. lawmakers could shape how virtual assets are used around the world, crypto's drama will overshadow all of it, starting with hearings focusing on the FTX failure. Before FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried was charged in an epic fraud that two of his former lieutenants said he orchestrated, he was Washington's favorite proxy for the crypto world. As one of the industry's chief ambassadors on Capitol Hill, the approachable CEO spent an awful lot of time with lawmakers, so his unmasking as an alleged villain is that much more damaging for the industry. Not only that, he and other top FTX officials were a shocking wellspring of a campaign funding in the last election cycle, giving directly to no fewer than one in three members of Congress. A recent CoinDesk analysis showed, and indirectly, to many more. Now it's up to those 196 senators and representatives to explain what they've done with those contributions from Bankman-Fried and others. In the room where it happens, there's a stench of crypto's misdeeds, and the industry won't have to wait long before getting the first sense of where it stands in Washington. Quote, it's going to come a lot sooner than folks think, said Ron Hammond, director of government relations at the Blockchain Association, who expects the relevant committees to get back into investigating the FTX debacle within the next few weeks. Continuing, they're ready to hit the ground running, end quote. Crypto is among topics getting the most immediate attention in the House of Financial Services Committee and the Senate Banking Committee. The industry is finally earning the priority status it desperately wanted, but for the wrong reasons. Headline-conscious lawmakers, many of them recipients of those FTX dollars, will get some early messaging off their chests before legislating begins in earnest. And the political party divide will become starker, dulling the conspicuous joy the industry once felt from how nonpartisan the work was.
Join CoinDesk's Consensus 2023, the most important conversation in crypto and Web3, happening April 26th through 28th in Austin, Texas. Consensus is the industry's only event bringing together all sides of crypto, Web3, and the metaverse. Immerse yourself in all that blockchain technology has to offer creators, builders, founders, brand leaders, entrepreneurs, and more. Use code MARKETSDAILY to get 15% off your pass. Visit consensus.coindesk.com or check the link in the show notes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The New Republican line, blame crypto's missteps on the humans. Don't indict the innovative technology. And from the Democrats, crypto is an untamed beast that steals people's life savings and doesn't seem useful for anything. Quote, the collapse of FTX definitely has an impact on the way people in the Congress think about this, Representative Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut, told CoinDesk TV earlier this month. U.S. lawmakers have so far produced no significant laws to establish crypto oversight, despite a number of legislative efforts last year that fizzled out. To change that in this newly divided Congress, Republicans will have to acknowledge their House majority is razor thin, and they'll need some cross-party partnership to move anything in the next 2 years. Quote, nothing is going to happen unless it's bipartisan, said Parker Hamilton Poling, a former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee, who was once chief of staff for Republican Patrick McHenry, the new chairman of the House of Financial Services Committee. McHenry, a Republican from North Carolina, is very eager to engage with Democrats on crypto issues, and Poling, now a partner at Harbinger Strategies, said the congressman will have to figure out some common ground with Senate Banking Committee Chairman Sherrod Brown, a Democrat from Ohio, because any legislation, quote, is going to take some effort on both sides, end quote. Brown made some noise last year with remarks that put him in the crypto suspicious category, though he also penned a letter to U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying he was serious about sitting down to figure out a whole government approach to regulating the sector. Sheila Warren, CEO of the Crypto Council for Innovation, thinks this will be the Crypto Congress because the industry's need for oversight, quote, hits the trifecta of interest, understanding, and urgency with lawmakers, she said. Continuing, crypto will become an unavoidable issue for members of Congress when it comes to crypto policy. And when it comes to crypto policy, there's something for everyone, end quote. So far, the strongest legislative progress has been on overseeing stablecoins such as Tether's USDT and Circle Internet Financial's USDC, which are pegged to the US dollar as a means to keeping their value steady. Regulators universally agree stablecoins, the lifeblood of crypto trading and decentralized contracts, needs unimpeachable reserves and disclosures to avoid threatening the wider financial system. Lawmakers from both parties also agree that they were ironing out the final details on a House bill when the clock ran out last year. Quote, the stablecoin effort is very much still alive, Poling said, continuing, they were very close and they might pick that back up, end quote. Because that work was supposedly almost to the finish line, Himes, a member of the House committee that worked on the stablecoin bill last year, is predicting Congress can get it done. Quote, where we've really got some momentum is on the question of stablecoins, and that might be the place to start, with tens of billions of dollars of stablecoins trading every day, Himes said. Hammond cautioned the industry shouldn't expect it to happen at a lightning-fast pace. He said he'll be looking for any legislation in the latter part of 2023. Crypto lobbyists are pinning a lot of hope on McHenry's brand new crypto subcommittee and its leader, Representative French Hill, a Republican from Arkansas who is seen as a good negotiator with deep financial knowledge. The Senate and House Agriculture Committees have also been active in trying to come up with bills, often focused on giving the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, new powers to regulate crypto, including the spot market for crypto commodities such as Bitcoin. A fundamental question still looms over the industry. What makes a crypto token a security or a commodity? Congress's answer would likely require a bill that cuts across the Financial and Agriculture Committees in both chambers and would call for a lot of different lawmakers to come together. Some previous bills have tried to solve the problem, such as a wide-reaching bipartisan proposal last year from Senator Cynthia Loomis, a Republican from Wyoming, and Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York. While it was a conversation starter as designed, its ideas remain theoretical, and neither lawmaker has the heft to push it through, even one of the several committees that would need to approve it. On that score, the Digital Commodities Consumer Protection Act, from the leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee, enjoys more of an advantage, but it hasn't achieved liftoff. One of the bill's most prominent champions was Bankman-Fried, who is now sitting in his parents' Palo Alto house wearing an ankle monitor. His aggressive lobbying on its behalf may have left a black mark on the effort. Decentralized finance, or DeFi, advocates worried an early version of the bill would stomp out their business model, though that language seemed fluid late last year. The bill's authors have said they still intend to get the effort to the Senate floor. Old legislation would have to be introduced in this new session, and the recent consensus among lawmakers and regulators is that FTX justifies a rethinking of how Congress is approaching the industry. Wherever the negotiations range, they'll have to clear the bottleneck of Brown's Senate Banking Committee, which Hammond said is, quote, going to be the holdup for most things, end quote. And the burning crypto question, security or commodity, remains, quote, sort of in a vapor lock, Himes said. With the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC Chair Gary Gensler, jamming the debate with his assertion that his agency already has the authority it needs to get the industry in line and he just needs to keep punishing the companies into compliance. Lawmakers need to decide whether he's right or whether new powers need to be authorized, Himes said. Despite crypto's reputational mess, the industry's current self-inflicted crisis could have a silver lining. Major financial legislation tends to rise from smoldering ruins. In the vein of the Enron failure, which drove new accounting laws, for example, and the 2008 meltdown, which spurred the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010, Bankman-Fried's unintentional legacy could be legislative. Quote, nothing spurs legislation like a crisis, Hammond said. Continuing, FTX could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, end quote.
And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, send the show an email at podcast@coindesk.com, or you can email me directly at adamlevine@coindesk.com. If you like what we're doing, we always appreciate reviews on Apple Podcasts or your preferred listening platform. This episode was produced by Adrian Blust and myself, with further support from the podcast team over at coindesk.com. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Markets Daily.